Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
As long as I'm in my bedroom, each night when I go home.
What is the secret to being sexually alive with exciting potential for deep, passionate intimacy?
Long as I'm in my bedroom, each night when I go home.
Our culture so bombards us with sex, and with our male fascination for visual stimulation and our very often adolescent mindsets, hey, this can get very disconcerting. My guest is Dr. Doug Rosenau, sex therapist and the author of Celebration of Sex. Here is an excerpt from my recorded conversation with Dr. Doug. Not for young kids, incidentally. We're talking right now with Dr. Doug Rosenau about steps to sexual integrity. And he has got some action steps that he is recommending. And Doug, I want to ask you about one of those right now.
Okay.
About practicing pre-zone choices. Now, what exactly do you mean by that? Pre-zone choices.
Well, what I'm kind of getting into addiction terminology, vocabulary here, Gary, and what they say is that there's a certain zone. Sometimes they call it the trance, where we're so far along the road to acting out sexually that there's probably no way to stop it. That would be what they say, the zone. A quick example. A guy is prone to internet pornography. And so he goes home and he says, maybe I'll check my email. And then he says, maybe I'll just start to do a little research and get into a newsroom or something. And then all of a sudden, he's into the porn. See, I fear that once the thing's on, he's gone from email to the newsroom or the chat room or the whatever it is, the news service, I think then he's probably already in the zone, and it would take a team of wild horses to stop him. So the time when he could have made better pre-zone choices would have been to think, you know, I'm kind of vulnerable tonight. I probably should just stay off the computer totally. Or if I'm on the computer, I really should have my wife in the room with me or my children in the room with me, so I just keep it clean and keep it where I need it to be.
Do you recommend, Doug, that a man who is struggling in this sexual area get a filtered internet service?
I think that can help, too. That may have been a pre-zone choice that would have kept him out of the zone, too, Gary. Yep, in a practical way. But I just see guys that oftentimes will say to me, oh, you know, I just got blindsided. And I will say, well, I don't know about being blindsided. Like one guy was a salesman, and he said, oh, I just ended up with this one-night stand, and it just tore me up and almost killed my marriage. But he said, I just blindsided. And I said, well, you give me this whole story. Let me talk it through with you. So you were down at the hotel bar at 11:30 at night. You struck up this conversation with a woman. You got on the elevator with her. You invited her into your room. I said, that's too many choices to be blindsided. There were a lot of pre-zone choices he could have made before he got on the elevator when he was already in the zone.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying, Doug, that if we're going to be able to get an edge on this temptation, that there's going to have to be some kind of a diligence at all times and really understanding, you know, where those slippery slopes are.
And the quicker you make them on the slippery slope, the better.
Yeah.
Yep.
Doug, I really want to thank you for taking time to share some really great insights with us, guys.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
Now, as we're talking, Doug, here about the steps to sexual integrity, and of course we live in a sex-charged culture, and it's very, very easy to get zapped. And in this article in New Man magazine, you have said that you do not think that it is higher or our sexual natures that make us more sexually aroused. It's our poor self-discipline of those environmental sexual cues. And we've just been talking about that a little bit here now.
Yeah.
But if you would elaborate on these just a little bit.
Yeah, you know, Gary, I wouldn't totally blow off testosterone, because I know that overall men, more than women at times, seem to have just more sexual false urges and just more. But what I'm saying there is that I think sometimes it isn't just the, it's kind of like the example I use sometimes is that if your wife was driving and she saw a cute male jogger, she probably wouldn't react much. And then she, you know, after the cue was gone, she would forget about it. Whereas we almost drive off the road trying to see it in the rearview mirror, and then we start to fantasize about that jogger and what we've seen. So really and truly, we've run with it in our minds, so it's six or seven cues later that we're really feeling aroused. And so what I'm aware of is that that's really not just the hormonal, or men will be, you know, men. That's a little bit more us being poor discipline in terms of some of those cues and how we run with it in our minds.
Mm-hmm. You had mentioned, don't close your eyes or give free rent. Now, what do you mean by that?
Oh, I mean by that is we all know, in my group of friends, we laugh and we joke about it, because one of them will maybe say, well, goodness, you know, we went away to the beach and you know, we probably had more sex than we've had in ages, and my wife and I feel so much, and we'll say, don't close your eyes, because we know his wife, and she's a very attractive woman, and we're not going to go there in our minds. We're just happy for our brother.
Yeah, I got you. All right, and then also along the same line, as far as coming up with more discipline, what did you mean as far as resisting these temptations and trying to stay out of that zone area that men know about that we can so easily go into? What do you mean about practicing the 1 second rule and the elevator routine?
You know what? I used to say practice the 2 or 3 second rule.
Yeah.
Oh. And then I thought 1,001, 1,002, that's an awful lot of looking.
Yeah. Now you'll have it down to a half second in your next article.
Oh, Gary. Yeah. But I think us guys know that. I think if we keep our eyes moving, we're much less likely to objectify a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so often, like I say, with the elevator, we start at the feet and go up and then come back to certain floors that we want to pay more attention to.
Uh-huh.
And I think that a real part of this, just practicing integrity, and I tell you what, women pick up on this, and they like men. You know, you were saying earlier on, why practice integrity? They admire guys who can notice them and even notice their femininity without just ogling and staying on one floor all the time.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com. Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life.